Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Yesterday, a dozen mainstream theater critics from around the country broke with a long-standing tradition. They published their reviews of a production before opening night. Usually, critics hold their tongues while a show is in previews so that technical kinks and other issues can be ironed out. But the rock musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark has been in previews since November 28th, an eternity on Broadway. And its oft-delayed opening night is still more than a month away. Joining us to talk about this break with tradition is Elisa Solomon, the longtime theater critic who teaches at the Columbia University School of Journalism. Elisa, welcome back.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So how big a deal is this that Ben Brantley of The Times and critics from The Washington Post, et cetera, all published reviews this early?
Well, it's not really that early, right? I don't think it's that big a deal. I think the extent to which the Spider-Man producers can say that it's a big deal, the more it works in their favor, which I don't know that there's a... I would accuse them of a conspiracy and of planning this all along. I don't think I'd go that far, but I think this probably works more to their advantage than if the critics actually had waited to what may have turned out to be an endlessly put-off official opening night.
How rare an event is it to have, you know, critics reviewing a piece before it's actually officially opened?
Well, it's rare in a way if you think of a standard but in some ways outmoded Broadway plan of a few weeks, usually 4 weeks of previews on Broadway and then an opening. But more often, shows went out of town before they came to New York. And that's one of the kind of excuses that the Spider-Man producers are saying. They're saying, you know, we couldn't build theaters and other places for all of these extremely complicated technical tricks that we're doing. We had to do it here. And so what would have been a tryout period out of town, we're having here, and that should be respected. And that's true in a way, except that out-of-town tryouts always get reviewed. You know, if you try out in Detroit or New Haven or Philadelphia, the local papers cover it, and so does Variety. So that has never protected shows in their tryout periods. And then the works that come to Broadway from regional theaters or from off-Broadway productions certainly get reviewed in those early stages as well.
And, of course, nowadays, every blogger with a ticket can become a critic with a review.
That's right.
Still, the producers, spokesman Rick Miramontes in the New York Times today, said this pile-on by the critics is a huge disappointment. Changes are still being made, and any review that runs before the show is frozen, which is to say officially open, is totally invalid. Would they have said that if the reviews were positive, do you think?
That's a good question. I doubt it. I think the answer is in the question. I'm not so sure that they would have said that. They had no complaints about Glenn Beck seeing the show and going on TV and ranting and raving about how wonderful it is. And in fact, they've used that in their promotional materials. And it's true, he's not a expert theater critic, as far as I know, but they're a hype machine. You know, there's a hype machine, as there is for any commercial product. And, you know, one of the consequences of hype is that you get attention. That's its whole point.
Well, Elisa, you've seen
the kind of attention that you get.
You've seen Spider-Man.
I have.
What do you think?
Oh, it's dreadful.
Okay. Yeah. That's really all you need to say. I mean, that seems to be the consensus of these various reviews that have come out and come out early. And in fact, there's a video going around on YouTube that uses the Spider-Man cartoon theme in the background with excerpts from all these negative remarks. You can view it on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. It's 30 seconds of fun. Elisa Solomon, professor at Columbia University Grad School of Journalism, longtime theater critic. Elisa, thanks for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
And that'll do it for Soundcheck this time. On our next program, the British soul singer Adele turned heads 3 years ago with her hit song Chasing Pavements. She joins us tomorrow with a sneak preview of her new album called 21. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, George Wellington. The program produced by Greta Cohn with Nona Willis-Aronowitz. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Tiffany Kamhai and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer.
In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime. Spider-Man, Spider-Man.